It's 10 o'clock Mountain Time. It's time for Tom and Shane. Today we're going to be talking about fentanyl, the Chinese weapon of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. And there we are in all our glory. Remind you, we're here every Tuesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Subscribe, hit the notification bell, like us, leave a comment. We would appreciate that very much. So, well, Shane, the China syndrome, I guess, huh?
Yeah, great analogy. I mean, reality of all of this is that China knows it can't win a military war against the United States. It can't win a military effort against Taiwan. They can't win a military effort. They couldn't even win a military effort against North Vietnam. So, you know, in the last 2,000 years, the Chinese have never invaded anywhere successfully. Nowhere. Gone over this. We did other podcasts. So that's the context for today's show. How else could they attack the United States? Well, they came up with two really great weapons. You know, one is unnatural, which is fentanyl. And, developed by, the Chinese to replace heroin as a painkiller. You know, it was meant to be a natural, medication.
Yeah.
And
most drugs they stem from medications of some kind.
Yeah. And then it devolved into, this horrific drug that the Mexicans got a hold of. And the Mexicans have been through this before with other things. They did it with coke, and then that got too expensive, so they made crack, and that went really well. And, tens of thousands of people were dying from that. And, your government stepped on that. This one's harder because so many kids don't realize the danger of it in that such a small amount can kill someone. And the problem is it reacts clearly differently with everyone else. But aside from that, if it doesn't kill you, it can do real damage to your brain, your heart, other organs. Sure. So it's one of these insidious, drugs. Mm-hmm. That, of course, shouldn't be allowed to be sold. Even if you're a libertarian, you don't want it sold. But then you got the other problem, which is the pain relief it causes, which is what created the problem in the, Oxycontin came along and they got blown up. So they went to move to fentanyl, and it's created a terrible problem in the last 30 years. And several million people have died. I mean, the death rate from fentanyl is far beyond COVID. And it comes from China.
Yeah. Well, one thing, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration indicate 15.4% of all adult Americans struggle with a substance use disorder each year. That's 39 million people, Shane. Pretty insidious that, people are addicted to all sorts of things, painkillers and, prescribable drugs. They doctor shop, this whole drug mess is not good for the not good for us or anywhere else in the world.
And you know how unreliable the Chinese are, because when Trump was in his administration, he demanded that Z, stop the production of it, and Z said he would outlaw it. And of course, in his country, when he outlaws something, and they just shoot him. He lied.
He didn't. Yeah,
and he didn't do anything about it. And he still, is in a situation where, he's created this issue. But it's a rather harsh reality when you see him dress down your prime minister like the world saw yesterday, which the media did purposely. I guess in some ways you got to thank him, because I think. Mm-hmm. Trudeau just, clearly can't handle himself. I mean,
no.
I mean, he's not even work anywhere close to a governor DeSantis. But
yeah, I know. Well, he's such a paper tiger. He's this woke liberal. Yeah. If I ask nicely, he'll stop his human rights abuses and stop sending drugs. Here.
Well, and I say that because Florida's got 28 million people, we're at 35 million.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can make that comparison between him and DeSantis.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And regrettably, we just have a prime minister that he knows he looks good, but he doesn't know how to act good. And that's sad because it's sort of the reverse of Biden. You know, Biden, not only does he look bad, but he just can't be good. I mean, he, like, the mistakes and thank you, Thailand. They're in Indonesia. I mean, they're not even on a continent. They're on an island. Bali. Come on. Everyone wants to go to Bali and sit on the beach with a, you know, a Mai Tai. And you know, that's what everyone says. Win the lotto, go to Bali, lay on the beach, drink Mai Tais.
There you are. All right. Well, in 2022, the Border Patrol seized 5,091 pounds of fentanyl, 60% of the 8,400 seized nationwide, Shane. And of course, that's due to the Mexican cartels. They precursors are imported from China and other countries and then processed into pills, powder, or mixed into other drugs at massive industrial scale labs. These guys are no downstream operation, Shane. They are serious.
And about, you know, they're principally this. Yeah, principally two Mexican cartels, the Jalisco cartel. They've only been around since 2009, and you know, and you got the Sinaloa family. You know, they've been around since 87, so they're old time. They just haven't. No one in the family really has been bagged, Mexican government or the Americans. Yeah. But the problem that you have with this, the U.S. has dealt with in your history before. You know, you've had other people from Mexico raid your country back in the 1800s. Americans sent down the cavalry to chase, you know, go into Mexico and chase them down. We know those stories. And then, of course, because of similar problems in the middle of the 1800s, they, you know, resulted in the Mexican-American War, which we've talked about a lot. So, regrettably, if the Mexican government that has this terrible problem, because the cartels deal with this very simply with all Mexican government people, silver or gold. Now, no, I mean silver or lead. You know, you want our money and work with us, or do you want a bullet to the head? I mean, that's it. You know, that is silver or lead or silver. So when a government's in that position, and they've proven it by the number of people they've, you know, basically killed, then, you know, foreign intervention is not a bad idea. It was great they put their military on our border to keep people out, but we may have to go in with our military to get the drugs from going out.
Yeah. Well, if you look at the map, these cartels control. I mean, it's easily 300 to 400 miles south of the border, all the way across the border. I mean, the whole thing there. I mean, this is, you know, it's not
Tijuana to like the Caribbean.
Yeah, it's not like the mob, you know, controls Brooklyn, you know, or something like that.
And the other problem that you have is it's such a significant business, industry, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
They're fighting between themselves all the time. I mean, they're at war. So you have this drug civil war going on in this country of Mexico. And then you have this border war going on. And then you have all this illegal crossing. Mm-hmm. And then hidden behind that is the illegal crossing of drugs and human suffrage. And, I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm of the belief, I look at this and I think, you know, the only way you can do it is if you're going to seal the border, you seal the border with a wall, with the military. And, you know, anyone crosses it, you shoot them. I mean, I remember like 8 years ago, we talked about the wall, you know, that Israel built. Yeah. And, you know, it's 40 feet high, it's 20 feet wide, it's got towers, it's got machine guns, and it's all built out of cement and these big cement blocks that, you know, the Palestinians blow it up within 24 hours, they put another one up. And, you know, and I mean, it's serious. It's not a joke, you know, you know, they have signs on the wall on the Palestinian side say, you know, come within 10 yards, you're going to get shot. That's it. Yeah. You know, it's sort of like the DMZ in Korea and then, you know, in down in Cuba, right, with Guantanamo. Yeah. Same kind of deal. You know, it's got a minefield in front of their wall. I mean,
that's a little more serious. You got a military.
I know,
this is pretty
serious. No, but this is pretty serious.
Well, it is, but I don't think we're going to start shooting people for crossing the border.
Why don't they put up a minefield?
Well, because the whole rest of the world would be outraged that we did something like that with two free nations.
Yeah, but they could do minefields with stun grenades. They don't have to be exposed.
Whatever.
No, I'm just saying. Think outside the box.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking outside the box, but you can't kill people for trying to find a better life somewhere.
No, I'm not saying killing them, but have a minefield. You trip it and the flare goes up. You know, okay. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do. I'm sitting here with you and I didn't even write that down. It just came to me. So there you go.
All right. Well, in a recent 6-day period, Border Patrol intercepted 4 separate vehicle loads of fentanyl weighing between 100 and 250 pounds. And when you figure, Shane, these fentanyl pills are about the size of an aspirin. You have 100 and 250 pounds, that would probably kill everybody in the United States more than
that. Well, they keep telling us that, right?
Yeah. Well, they do,
The amazing thing about it is, okay, so now I hate to say it, but what a terrible attack that would be. Someone takes a bunch of, 100, 200 pounds of fentanyl and dumps it in some water supply.
Mm-hmm.
It's as dangerous to be taken with water as it is. Well,
sure.
That's how people take it.
Yeah.
But, we've talked about this in the past about, it's incredible with all the water that's required in your country on a daily level. The comparison is Rome. 2,000 years ago, they had 1 million gallons of water a day coming into Rome for 1 million people.
Yep,
so you're talking 300 million gallons of water a day being required in the United States. So, and that was 10, so you're talking, 10 gallons or a gallon a day for 1 million people. But, you dump 5 gallons every time you flush the toilet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, San Diego County, they're kind of the epicenter of fentanyl related overdose deaths increased 2,375%, 2,375% from 33 in 2016 and 817 in 2021. So, it's definitely, I'm not sure why the cartel wants to kill their customers. I don't think they intentionally do that, but the user has no idea the power of this stuff. And, take it like candy and bam, it's all over for them.
Well, in our city of death, Vancouver, 12 to 15 deaths a day, overdose or suicides from people on drugs mostly. And our government, our PM's answer is, let's legalize all of it. So, here you can have heroin, you can have fentanyl, you can whatever you want. It better we let them have what they need than get something bad. Wow, isn't that great?
Yeah, right.
But the second reality that's so horrific is that what it's doing to this generation. I mean, the kids born since 85 and the millennials and their children. They see all this, and they're watching all this, and they're growing up to all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So where does it take them? Because, Ronald Reagan's wife, just saying no worked. Mm-hmm. It really did. I mean, it was simple, and parents could just say to their kids, just say no. If someone offers you a drug, say no.
Yeah.
Constantly talked to both my girls growing up, born in 84 and 85, or 83 and 84. And I had to all the time, like every week for years. I kept saying, it would always come up. I'm going over to my friends. Yeah, well, don't, it's like stay away from someone that you don't know. Stay away from drugs you don't know. Okay. We only use aspirins or what the doctor says we can. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it was a constant thing. And, I tried to manage it. Alcohol, look, we know the problem with alcohol that alcohol has been around for thousands of years. And we know now more, of course, about it than we ever did before because of, what happened in the last 100 years. They had a constitutional amendment in your country to outlaw it, to try to solve it. And all it did was create, cartels and basically, American liquor cartels, whatever, the mafia and the mob. So creating something illegal that people wants creates crime. I mean, that's all it does. It's not a successful thing.
All right. Overdose deaths from opioids increased to 75,673 in the 12-month period ending in April 2021, up from 56,000 the year before, Shane. Overdose.
I don't believe going. Those numbers. You and I both don't. It's over 100. Mm-hmm. Easily.
Well, it
easily.
Probably is. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It depends on what the direct cause is. You know, there's contributing causes like COVID. Right. You know, it's that's exactly right. The same way. You know,
people have underlying issues they don't know about.
Or, that that could.
And you know, you think about the kids in high school. We were there. I was there. You were there. Mm-hmm. And you know, you're not attractive. You're overweight. You have issues, whatever. And you want to go to a party, and you want to join in. And you're a diabetic, and you know, someone hands you a pill or puts it in your drink, and boom, you're dead. You know, like I mean, you know, it was terrible back in the early '80s in high school, because that's when crack came in. And you know, and then in the eight, and you know, at the beginning of this century, you know, people started smoking, fentanyl. I mean, they smoke it too. You know,
it's everywhere.
It's everywhere, baby.
That's true. Well, I don't know. It's hard for people to imagine. I grew up without drugs. Drugs were certainly in the inner cities, but on a really low scale. Marijuana was probably the worst thing. Heroin was also there. But, you know, in school, nobody did drugs in my high school or even after high school. Adults didn't even. Maybe there were some, but, you know, very, no one was arrested for drug possession or anything as I was growing up, you know, so it just really escalated in a quick amount of time. And of course, once criminals figured out, hey, this is an easy way to make a buck, come on down. So.
Well, and it all started really with heroin 100 years ago. Out of the poppy fields of Iran and out of the poppy fields of Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. I mean, that, you know, it's like Colombia growing the cocoa leaf for cocaine or Venezuela or Peru or whatever. The problem is that it's an integrated industry. You know, it's vertically integrated, right?
Well, it is. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Speaking of Afghanistan, the Taliban aren't big fans of drugs, but
it's illegal. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I think they're seeing the money, and they're adjusting the Quran. We're gonna fold that page over.
Well, we're gonna take the money. The first rule of the cartel is don't use our products. So the first rule in the Quran is don't use, heroin or any drugs or alcohol.
Yeah, don't use drugs or alcohol.
But it also says that you can't charge interest.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Muslims grow it and sell it. That's okay. Yeah. And they lend people money for a fee. They don't charge interest. They just charge a fee. So, I mean, everybody can be inquisitive and come up with some idea to get around it. Anyway, the point is, you know, we started with heroin, then it went to pot that came out basically Mexico and Southeast Asia, and then hash. You know, hash started coming out of Iran Afghanistan as well. And then the mixture of, you know, rolling a doobie with a little hash and some pot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all these things sort of evolved because of prior, you know, efforts to try something different, right? And now you have the worst of all of it, and that's fentanyl mixed with nothing, and it'll kill you.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, it's a bad situation. So, final thought, Shane?
I don't see how we get out of this issue without a lot of education and or some military intervention, you know, just to stop it. I could be wrong, but unless somebody has some idea between that one extreme or the other, education is way on the left and military is way on the right. So
yeah, that's for sure.
There's a wide door for you to come up with a better idea.
Yeah. Well, most of the drugs certainly come through ports of entry. They're not hauled across the border by mules or single people. A few are, but the bulk of it comes through the borders and the border checkpoints, and some are found, some are not found. So
you saw the story this week of those African-American women that had, what, a pound or 2 pounds in their hair? In their hair?
Yeah, they waved it into their hair, thinking...
They weaved it in their hair in little capsules about this big.
Yeah, you know,
I mean, yeah, I know. Like, the ideas they come up with to,
sure,
to move it is quite remarkable.
Yeah, those are the styles of the day. Well, I agree with you. Unless the American people decide that, you know, drugs aren't the answer. Alcohol is not the answer. You know, all these things aren't the answer. But I think as long as we have a country of people who are depressed or feel the deck stacked against them or whatever reason, this isn't going away anytime soon. So
that's right. And the reason I say military is because we have precedent. The precedent was the U.S. Navy from Cuba and the Caribbean to the east, west coast of Mexico. Boats, submarines, you know, they tried all of them.
Oh, yeah.
And when the U.S. Navy made a concerted effort to stop it, you know, literally blowing the submarines and boats out of the water, which is what they had to do. That's what it took.
Yeah.
You know, they went back to land, you know, basically. Mm-hmm. So. You know, the military can get the job done, especially have a president. I mean, it amazes me, and I'm only making this correlation as an example. You know, you had the ISIS, you know, under Obama. Like this war in Ukraine, I'm tired of hearing it started last February. No, it's now in its 10th year. Okay, it started in 08.
Yeah.
Like, why are we lying to ourselves? And the same thing is with ISIS. You know, we can't go there, and I don't want to get involved. And Trump comes in, and what, 6 months? He says, wipe these guys out.
Like,
I want them gone. Mm-hmm. And didn't take a war. It just took a six-month action, and they wiped them out.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to look at the precedent that is here for, you know, you've got a pretty good military, man. I don't even think you'd need anything other than helicopters, and you've got plenty of those. I mean,
yeah.
You know, this is I don't even think it needs to be a land engagement. You go in with helicopters and this couldn't be complicated. I don't think.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. Well, I could be wrong. I'm wrong about a lot of things.
Could be. Well, the other thing too is that border patrols are spread so thin because they're trying to, you know, man a border with no wall and no restrictions of any kind for people across the border. So the checkpoints are wide open for bringing in drugs because there's not enough border patrol agents to find it all. You know, I mean, they find a lot of it, but I would guess at least half of it, if not more, gets through. Probably more than half.
Well, you know, they say that these people are paying $2,000 to $5,000 for the cartels to move them across the border. What I don't get is, here, take a half a pound, move it across the border. You don't owe me anything. You know, I mean, if you have hundreds of thousands, millions coming, you know, it take 4 ounces, you know.
But I don't. Yeah, but they still have to arrange for somebody to meet them and take it and all that. And it's logistically a nightmare. So,
I don't think based on how much that they sell, they circulate they probably have a pretty good organization with it.
Yeah, they may have somebody meet them on the other side. But
anyway, before we go, props out to you. You were dead on about Trump. I was wrong again. So, you know, I'm not going to even play devil's advocate anymore.
Yeah.
It's not fun. So we'll see how it turns out. But we talked before the program. Just want to comment. He did four things right. Not going to involve his family. If he's going to take fire, it'll just be directed at him. He's not going to bring up the 2020 election. That's a good thing. He's not going to attack anybody. Even better. All he's going to talk about is, I did it before, I'll do it again. This is what I did. That's what I'm going to do. America's great. Let's move forward. Let's get this done. If he takes that Trump speech or dump speech or whatever and talks about it for 2 years, he's good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me remind you.
You called it right there, Eagle Man. So I'm giving you props.
Thank you, sir. The award-winning Tom and Shane are live every on radio every Saturday, 8 to 11 a.m. Mountain Time. Listen live. You can listen anywhere in the world, ladies and gentlemen, KMMSAM.com. And all you got to do is click listen now. There's nothing to join. No sign up, no emails, no nothing. All you do is click listen now and listen. You can call us. You can text us. We are transparent as I don't know what shrink wrap, I guess. I don't know. So you can also find our past shows at KMMSAM.com. Just click on Tom and Shane's podcast if you want to see what you're in for before Saturday, which is a couple days away. So you can check out some of our past shows, some of our past videos there as well. So we're excited about that. So we appreciate you guys very much. Hey, don't forget to subscribe. We picked up a lot of subscribers lately. We're very happy about that. It doesn't cost you anything. Nothing will happen to you. No emails, no contact from us other than the show. We would appreciate it if you would subscribe. And we picked up a lot of subscribers lately. We appreciate that. If you'd like to support the show monetarily, we're on Patreon. And the link to the description to that is down below. And we use StreamYard to make these videos, and you can too. There's a free version in the description below. And well, Shane, I don't know if we solved any problems, but at least we can talk about it. That's free speech at its best.
That's right. You know, and the whole idea is, as we hear all the time, particularly from the Democrats, let's have a conversation. And that's what you and I do. Very grateful. Yeah. You're a good friend of mine. You make my life have meaning with these shows and the Saturday show. Yeah. So again, props out to you. I'm so grateful. Thank you, buddy.
All right, man. That's going to do it for us. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell. You'll always be notified when we're on, anywhere in the world you are. Like us, leave a comment. Let us know what you think. We'll talk to you on the radio on Saturday, and see you next Tuesday.